This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Theranos used to be one of the hottest names in Silicon Valley. Theranos and its founder and CEO, Elizabeth Holmes, actually, were equally buzzy, due mostly to the company's near-revolutionary blood testing machine. In the past 6 months or so, though, a good part of that shine has worn off. Theranos' testing results have come under serious scrutiny, and there is a new and troubling development today. John Carreyrou has been leading the coverage of Theranos for The Wall Street Journal. John, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
What is it that Theranos has done, I guess this time, one could say?
Theranos has voided 2 entire years of test results that came from its proprietary testing device, which it has codenamed the Edison, after Thomas Edison, the famous inventor. And it's also sent out to patients and doctors tens of thousands of corrected reports. That number of corrected reports includes the Edison voidings, and it also includes voidings and revisions of test results for tests that were performed on regular machines purchased from the likes of Siemens.
It seems extraordinary on two levels. One, that the company has had to do this, but also just in the sheer scale of people who now have to go back to their doctors or to the hospital or whatever and deal with the ramifications of these bad tests.
It's so extraordinary that one laboratory scientist that I quoted in my story today thought that it was probably unprecedented. He made the point that there have been recalls of single tests by manufacturers of diagnostic equipment before, but never a recall of an entire platform of testing like this.
Does this mean that if I had a blood test done at Walgreens or something, I'm in some trouble? Or is it specifically people who dealt with Edison? I mean, where does the supply chain, if you will, go?
No, and that's a great question, and it's murky. The Edison was used for 12 types of tests, tests like a pregnancy test and a test for prostate-specific antigen, which is something that you monitor to see if you have prostate cancer. All I think they're being told right now is they're receiving a report, or they're being informed by their doctor that they've received a report with a voided result.
Just to be clear about what was so whiz-bang about these Edison machines and Theranos' big selling point, I guess, it was basically that they could do it with a drop of blood. You didn't have to do like 5 test tubes full.
That's right. The claim to fame of Theranos and what was advertised on their website were breakthrough advancements that made it possible for the company to run the full range of laboratory tests on just a drop of blood.
What does this, what do the troubles that Theranos is having say about life as a biotech or a biomedical startup? Is it necessarily tougher because the stakes are so high? Is that what's going on? Or is it just don't falsify your results?
Well, Theranos had styled itself as a tech company and as a very much a Silicon Valley company. And Elizabeth Holmes wore and I think still wears black turtlenecks.
Yep.
And that, you know, reminds us of Steve Jobs. And it was applying the Silicon Valley tech playbook to this new arena, which is blood testing. The problem is blood testing is medicine. And, you know, blood tests are used by doctors all the time, doctors and patients together, to make important medical decisions. So you can't really experiment with blood tests or put out blood tests that are just, you know, a version that you're still working on in the way that you would get out a version of your latest Twitter or smartphone app.
John Carreyrou is an investigative reporter at The Wall Street Journal, writing again today about some of the trouble Theranos finds itself in. John, thanks very much.
Thank you.